everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Talking with Cannabis. Sorry that it's been such a long time since I last recorded anything. And I'm not really sure what we're going to talk about today, but, you know, I guess we'll just play it by ear and see how this goes. So, grab your stuff for your session, and let's get it going. If you hear anything in the background, that is my very noisy freezer. Very sorry about that. But yeah, we're in the inside studio today. Got it decorated for Christmas, and it's looking nice, and, we're just gonna keep going. Keep the ball rolling, as they say. So, yeah. We're just gonna jump right in. I'm a little rusty. It's been like almost 3 months. I think my last episode was back in October. So, yeah, I apologize for being really rusty and just being super behind, but I appreciate your patience. Okay, so I think we'll start things off with a nice little puff, if you will. We're gonna puff on, what's it called? Oh yeah, Kushmints. Most people that have been on a listener before, they probably know that one of my favorite strains is Kushmints. So we'll take a puff, and then I think we'll kind of look over the best Christmas gifts for stoners. Because it's now December, Christmas is around the corner, and I'm pretty sure if you're anything like me, you kind of, you know, wait till the last minute to get some certain shopping done, because, yeah, that's just something that stoners are known for. And now my dog is crying, so that's cool. Oh, fuck. Now I gotta go get him. Okay, we're finally back. I have literally, like, had to deal with the most annoying stuff while trying to set up and get everything situated. And now I think I can continue without any more interruptions, or at least I'm hoping so, because I, like, literally have not been able to work for, like, I don't know, 3 months, and work, I mean work that actually pays, because I'm not getting paid to be a caregiver right now. Like, I'm just not. Am I taking care of, you know, my family? Yeah, but I'm not getting paid right now. I'm not getting paid yet. That process takes a while. So, the job that actually pays is the podcast, and I haven't been able to work in, like, 3 months, almost 4 months. So, I'm finally trying to get an episode out there for, you know, you guys, of course, because you guys, you know, honestly, I wouldn't have any type of income or even a following, or the podcast wouldn't make it this far without you guys. So, like, of course, it's for you, but also, you know, I enjoy making the podcast and I want to work. And then it's like, I can't work because I've just been busy with other things, which I'm not really able to talk about right now. But yeah, like the dog's on top of everything and like just all this noise and constantly having to get up. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm ready to get it going. So now we're going to jump in. And we're going to be looking at the 34 best stoner gifts of 2022. Number one is weed wall art. elegant and high aesthetic home decor for you. So sorry about that. Number two, Bon Appetit, mastering the art of cooking with weed. This is actually a very fun gift because if you're someone that's really into, like, making very stony meals or, like, edibles, things like that, little snacks that, you know, just have that little extra kick to it, you know, this is a really fun way to get into more recipes or, you know, to kind of perfect your form of cooking with cannabis, like how it all comes about in the process of that. So that's really cool. Me and my co-host recently made some triple chocolate chip canna butter cookies, and oh my goodness, they tasted just like my original triple chocolate chip cookies, except they have a really nice kick to them. They were just so good, and they get you super, super, super stoned. They're such a stony treat. They're great, man. Like, I don't know, I might have to put a recipe out because they're so good. We used the strain wedding cake, but, like, yeah, that's a good one. So, if you're looking for ideas to get yourself through the holidays, stony cookies is definitely one of the ways to go. I would not recommend spiking the punch or the fruitcake or anything like that because your family will probably get mad at you once they realize what's going on. So, yeah, if you're going to be getting yourself schmizzed, do it for you. Don't force your family into it. It all sounds fun. It's all fun and games until your uncle is, like, super paranoid and is, like, running around the house claiming that the FBI is, like, watching from outside. So it could go either way. I would just leave your family out of that. Next gift, number three, wine storage and humidity jar. It says it's a very luxe storage jar to keep your stash at the perfect humidity. So it's not going to dry out too quickly. It's not going to be too damp or not dry out well enough or whatever issues you can get when it comes to bud. So that's really cool. It's a very pretty jar. Like, it's very sleek, glass-like, and it has this very beautiful, sleek, wooden type of, like, lid. And it looks very fancy. And this is something that would look very cute in your house, like, laid out in your little stoner area, your little session area, maybe your kitchen, wherever you keep your stuff. For me now, my layout is kind of in between the bedroom area, you know, for nighttime use, or the kitchen, because a lot of times during the day, I am around the house doing things, or in the kitchen doing, you know, dishes or prepping dinner or whatever. And, you know, I like to take a bong hit every now and then while I'm, you know, getting things situated and set up. And basically, yeah, I got my little kitchen set up. Is anyone else's, like, morning session lungs, like, just at their absolute worst? And then throughout the rest of the day, you're just like, yeah, I can take on the day. I can outsmoke anyone. My lungs are iron. Da-da-da. You know? But, like, in the morning, it's, like, not even a chance. Like, I can't even take a full bowl, like, a half a bowl. Like, I can't even do that. Like, it's just too much. Speaking of spicing things up, though, like I was talking about the edibles, we're going to move on to gift number four, which is the spicy box. So it's basically a munchies box. It's got all your essentials of what types of snacks you would probably want while you're stoned. except this one is spicy. So each one of these boxes comes with a half a pound of spicy gummies plus 30 to 50 additional gummies. Every box is put together by hand, so you'll get a different variety every time you order. This is now 20% off, and it is claiming to be $22 at Etsy. So if you are on Etsy and you want to get a friend or a family member or your partner a spicy Munchies box, I would definitely look into that. And they also come with a half pound of spicy gummies plus 30 to 50 additional gummies. So that sounds like a win. It's also 20% off right now, and the whole box apparently is only $22. I mean, that's kind of a steal, dude. I would go for it. And you get a different variety each time you order. So definitely go check that out. Because that's always cool. Number five is PBR High Seltzer Strawberry Kiwi 4-pack. This says it's a high seltzer, so each can is infused with 10 milligrams of CBD. So if you're into PBR and you're into seltzer and you like strawberry kiwi and you like CBD, seems to be a good gift. Number six is Arizona Green Tea Diversion Safe Can Stash. This is $18 on Amazon. The top of the can comes off, and you can put your stuff inside of the can. And it looks like a, just regular green tea can of Arizona. Number seven is Glass Fruit Pipe. This is extremely fucking cute, but extremely hard to clean. So I would suggest getting your friend some type of like pipe cleaner, some screens, and maybe also some 420 cleaner, since these are glass pipes, 420 cleaner can be used on them. But yeah, they're like fruit-shaped little weed pipes, and they're super cute. There's like this cute little orange, there's a cute little banana. The banana isn't nearly as cute as the little cherry and the little bunch of grapes. I mean, they're adorable looking, and the colors are beautiful. These are fantastic. They're very steep, though, in price. $135 at Eddie Parker Flower. But, if the person you're getting this for is worth the price, it's a nice gift. But yeah, I would definitely suggest pairing it with screens for their bowl and, a little, pipe cleaner to scrub out the hard-to-reach places that can't be rinsed out, or maybe something that's, kind of stuck and maybe the 420 cleaner isn't reaching that spot. You're able to use the pipe cleaner or scrubber thing to, actually maneuver everything, because that's the only issue with pipes that have a cute little fun shape, or just pipes in general, because they're a little bit smaller and it's hard to actually collect and get all of the resin out. Number eight, Something's Fishy 5-pack Dad Stash. This is $37 at dadgrass.com. It's apparently a totally genius way to hide your stash. It's the perfect hidden in plain sight decoy, 'cause no one will be reaching for stinky sards. Good point. So, if you have a little stony parent out there, and sardines, that would be a good way to distract everyone else from their stash. It might be a good gift for them. Number nine is a medium complete pot grow kit. 5-gallon. This is $100 at Pot for Pot. This grow kit comes with a pod, germination kit, soil, watering can, and so much more. It's meant for the first-time grower and can be used outdoors, on a patio or balcony, or under a grow light. So this is a very diverse, inclusive, grow kit. So if you know someone who is experienced in growing but doesn't like putting in all that work, or you know a first-time grower that really wants to get into growing but doesn't have the money or resources to get everything they need, and you want to purchase them the perfect gift, give them this. Number 10, the Vegan Stoner Cookbook. So if you are a vegan and a stoner and you're having an issue with finding vegan gummies or vegan meals, because a lot of cannabis-infused meals are used with stuff that has a lot of fat in it and dairy and things like that, because like the dairy and fat and blah, 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 blah. So yeah, it's $17 on Amazon, pretty decent price. This book has over 100 easy and healthy recipes. It also has a really cute picture of a mushroom and a tomato on a, like, two-seater bike. They're smoking a joint and they're just rolling through. It's super cute. 11, Devil's Lettuce Nalgene. $35 at Studio AOK. I'm not sure what this does. But it's on there. 12 is a Missouri something legend corn cob tobacco pipe. Very vintage. $10 at Amazon. It's like one of those pipes where, you know, like in those memes and they're like, oh, I'm so fancy, and they have like the pipe little, you know, and the robe and everything and the mustache. But yeah, you kind of get what I'm saying. It's like a classy pipe. Number 13 is the Milk Bar Sampler. It looks really good. I think they're just like chocolates and stuff in a box. 14, The Art of Weed Butter, a step-by-step guide to becoming a can of butter master. So if you're looking to become an expert at can of butter, you can get this book for $15 at Amazon. 15 is As a Kite Mug. So if you've heard the saying, I'm as high as a kite, this mug, yeah, it's perfect. It's $11 on Etsy. It's very cute. 16 is the Magical Butter Machine MB2E Botanical Extractor. I've seen lots of YouTubers rave about this. And it's $200 on Amazon. 17 is a birthday card that says, let's be blunt, you're getting old. $5 at Etsy. Super cute, super short and sweet, to the point, and it fits that aging stoner. So that's hilarious. 18, Higher Etiquette, a guide to the world of cannabis from dispensaries to dinner parties. I guess if you're into that sort of thing, or you're someone who is around a more higher class of stoners, you can get this book for $12 on Amazon, and I guess educate yourself a little more on etiquette. Not my thing, but whatever. This would probably be a perfect gift for my co-host, because he loves to make gummies and chocolates and stuff. And this is a PB Bold Leaf Silicone Candy Mold. So they're shaped like little cute weed leaves, and they have these little droppers. There's a green one, a blue one, and a purple one. They're $15 on Amazon. You can make, you know, peanut butter fudge, whatever. Gummies, they're so cute. So, we're gonna take a break here, and Then we'll take a puff, and then we will finish the list, and I guess we'll kind of do a rundown of what my favorite gifts are to give out for stoners personally. So, just stay tuned. Okay, so I think we went through like 19 gifts. Yeah, 19 gifts for stoners. I guess it could be any time, but we're thinking like Christmas time. So let's move on to gift number 20, which is growing weed in the garden, a no-fuss seed-to-stash guide to outdoor cannabis. So it's a how-to-grow book. While I'm telling you guys about these gifts, I am going to be grinding up some Kush mints. Just a little more, because why not? It's almost the weekend. It's like me and my co-host, like it's our Friday and tomorrow's our Saturday because he has to work on Saturday. So we're starting our weekend early. This guide to growing outdoor cannabis book is also now 10% off and $27 on Amazon. God, my eyes. I swear my allergies are just the worst. The 21st gift for stoners is this Martha Stewart CBD Wellness Berry Medley Gummies. It looks like you get like 60 of them in each package, 10 milligrams per gummy. And they are $50 at Shop Canopy. This says they come in raspberry, huckleberry, and black raspberry flavors. Why didn't you just settle on blackberry? You already got raspberry. That's just odd. Maybe they meant to put blackberry. I don't know. I don't know. I always thought that part of Martha Stewart was just odd. Like, trying to force flavors together. We have blue raspberry, but, like, why black raspberry? You're pretty much taking two tart berries and putting them together. I don't know. Does that make sense? You guys probably think I'm nuts. I think it kind of makes sense, but whatever. 22. This is more up my alley. 22 is the Molly J Big Box. It is $99 at Molly J. It's a gift box of 24 gumdrops in the flavors berry, lemon lavender, plum cardamom, sparkling pomegranate, elderflower, grapefruit, and blackberry rose. So they're like super over-the-top fancy gumdrops that have like, you know, are these supposed to be like with weed in them or is it just fucking weird-ass fancy flavors? I don't know. Maybe it's not up my alley. 23 is the pizza herb grinder. So it has this little pizza on the top. Ugh, super cute. $25 on Etsy. My grinder has the character from Alice in Wonderland, Alice, on it. And it says backwoods. And she's got like a Jack Daniels shirt on and some gauges. And like these cute little tatted sleeves. It's very cute. I think it's very fitting for me. Not the backwoods part, but just the style of it. But yeah, it's a metal herb grinder. And yeah, it's cool. 24 is the standard rose Sleep In Sunday Botanical Tea. This is $30 at standard dose. It's minty. They have spearmint, peppermint, and osmanthus flower. It's got 20 milligrams of CBD. And then 25 on the list, we have Blue Ridge Board's cutting board. So it's a cutting board with a etched in picture of a weed leaf. I believe it's a sativa weed leaf. Or I think it is. It also says that this is $30 on Etsy. It is now 20% off. And it's just a really aesthetically cute fitting cutting board for a stoner who loves to cook. So it's still a pretty high quality gift. It's one of the affordable ones on the list. 26, we have Flor de Maria CBD Dark Chocolate Multipack. These CBD dark chocolate bars, I've heard, are some of the best CBD chocolate bars out there. They're super steep, though. Okay, they're $78 at Tonic Vibes. I'm not sure if you can get them anywhere else, but I have heard that these chocolates are really good. So they're a very decent product for their price point. But if you're not willing to pay that much, you do not have to. It's all about preference. But they're on the list. This multi-pack includes 4 CBD chocolate bars, each with 120 milligrams of CBD. So they're super potent. The chocolate is sustainably sourced from South America and comes in delicious flavors like lemongrass and ghost pepper. So if you're into super odd flavored chocolate and your taste buds are just super odd, over time, I think as stoners, we do create some weird combinations and somehow they work together and somehow we're vibing with it. But at the same time, some stuff could be a little too weird. And then you're like, well, why? Like, I certainly would not want a lemongrass or ghost pepper flavored dark chocolate bar. It just doesn't seem like something I would enjoy. Sorry. This coffee is so good. I switched my brand of coffee. So it's like, it kind of tastes like, I don't know if you guys have had Onnit coffee, like the coffee truck Onnit, but It tastes like that. It's like this, it's a cold brew, right? But like, I don't know. It has this really nice light bitterness to it. It almost has this like cacao type of like aftertaste. I don't know. Yeah, it's almost like coffee and cacao, like, if you just bit into the bean, but, like, I don't know, I kind of like that little hint of bitterness with my sweet, so I like a good balanced coffee, and this brand that I get, it is perfect. I apologize for the squeaky chair. That's, like, one thing I haven't been able to upgrade on is the chair, but yeah, this coffee, dude, it's great. So I had to take a quick sip. I hope you guys don't mind. If you do mind, I'm sorry. 27 on the list is the Gumdrop Variety Trio. It is now 19% off and is $85 at Lord Jones. So this bundle of CBD gumdrops includes Old Fashioned, White Peach, and Wild Berry flavors. I have no idea what the Old Fashioned flavor is. So if you've had these before, and you know someone that's had these before, they'll probably like it, and maybe they want to try the white peach and wild berry. So I don't know if this is a box that you're like, yeah, this is a great gift, or if it's overpriced. Each box has 9 gumdrops, and it's $85. It does not seem like it's worth the price point to me, but you know, to each their own. It's all about preference, like I've said. 28 Feel Good Premium Hemp Raw Honey. So if you're really into raw honey, or you use honey in a lot of your recipes, and maybe you want to be a little healthier and you're switching to raw honey because it has less sugar in it or whatever, or it's like more natural sugar. I don't know all the processes about bees and all that, but yeah, I think that's what they say is the difference between like just honey in a bottle and raw honey in a bottle or jar, whatever. Hear me out. It's $42 at the Potley shop. The description here is this raw honey isn't only of the best quality, but it's also infused with CBD. Think about how delicious and relaxing it'll be drizzled over some toast. So basically, if you're into the taste of raw honey and you're into that whole process and you're just like, yeah, and you want a little something to relax you with your breakfast or whatever, that's the way to go. Now, just keep in mind that it is $42. I'm not sure how much you get in the jar. I'm not sure how big the jar is, but you know, just keep that in mind. 29 is this really cute glass art paw peach glass pipe. It's super cute. It's sort of shaped like a peach. It's small size, but like the bowl holds a good amount of green. And it's just cute. So apparently it's got really good reviews. It's $40 on Etsy. Number 30 is hard candy. So this is $55 at your CBD store, apparently. Sun Med hard candies, 10 milligrams each. These infused hard candies each have 10 milligrams of CBD and are a little more discreet. Just pop them into your mouth and go about your day. 31 is a Silpat silicone nonstick baking mat. It's $38 at Food 52. You don't want any of your infused treats to stick to the pan while cooking in the oven, do you? These nonstick baking mats will help to prevent just that. Number 32 on the list is this Milk Mug Designs beer glass. So it's a really nice looking beer mug made out of glass, and it has a really nice kind of engraved into the glass like weed leaf. It's $24 on Etsy. Again, it is a more affordable gift. Simple and classic. So there you go. 33 is Buffalo Wild Wings gift card. So for that stoner that loves chicken wings, you can get this for $25 at Target. 34 is Betty Crocker traditional chewy fudge brownies. Now, if you are a stoner of many years, you probably remember one of your go-to snacks being fudge brownies or some form of cookies. Okay? I don't know why, but we all as stoners know, man, those are like the top two sweets, okay? Well, ice cream too. But yeah, this is $2 at Walmart, okay? It's the Betty Crocker boxed brownie mix. It cures your munchies, basically. You could add a little weed in the brownies for extra fun. But basically, yeah, if you just have a friend that you want to gift them, like, a really sweet treat, like, traditionally, what they would probably like, if they're into box fudge brownies, this is the way to go. And think about it, the price point. It's so affordable. How can you say no to that? And that, my friends, was the end of the list. So that's 34 best stoner gifts of 2022. Now, these could be great for any occasion of gift giving, or it could be used around Christmas time. It is up to you. And how expensive the gifts are is all based on preference, like I have said. So if you're not into the whole super extravagant, expensive gift giving, you don't have to do that. You can go with a simpler gift. It is optional. You know, it's up to you. So, with that being said, we're gonna take this last puff of this Kush Mints, and then I'll kind of give you guys a little personalized list of my favorite gifts to give out to my stoner family and friends, and then we'll wrap it up and take another puff, and I guess I'll head out. So yeah, give me 1 second to prop this open, this door, so I can blow the smoke out, because I don't like to hotbox the inside studio, because, like, I don't know, me and my co-host have noticed that, like, if you smoke too much of an enclosed space, like, inside, it's hard to get that smell out, and it doesn't always smell the best, you know, which is kind of sucky, because, like, we all love the smell of bud, right? Or most people do that are stoners. But then once you start cooking with it or smoking it, it smells, it's just not it. So yeah, we like to have the smoke going somewhere outside. So we usually will have the door open a bit and, you know, have the smoke going out that direction, so it's not too much smoke sitting inside of the inside studio and kind of just creating a smell that you can't get rid of from, like, the smoke. So give me 1 second, and yeah. Right as I was blowing the smoke out, my pillow fell over. It scared me. Okay. Now let's talk about my favorite gifts personally to give out. My favorite gifts to personally give out: some type of baked good without, like, cannabis in it. Just in case they want, like, a normal snack without increasing their high. Another one is, I like to give out, like, healing crystals or jewelry. That's always fun, and it's also beneficial to people's health, if they really get in tune with that power of the, element of the crystal. I also love to give out sweaters or fuzzy socks. So I like to give out really warm, comforting gifts or really nice treats. That's kind of how I like to do things, but, you know, everyone is different. I am also a huge fan of giving out just bud as a present, like a really nice strain that they prefer. Like, if I have a friend that prefers sativa, I'll try to get them their favorite. If I have a friend that prefers indica, I try to get their favorite. So I feel like it really makes their Christmas if they have, like, their favorite bud or their favorite strain. It's always really nice. But, as always, I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day, and, enjoy your holidays. And, I will talk to you guys next time, and, stay safe out there, because the world's just getting crazy. But yeah. I'm gonna head out and stay lit, y'all.